Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Numbers 1420 to 1500. M.R. Number 1425, Errors and Dangers of Prescott and Daniels, The Cities to be Worked. Daniels was elected president of the General Conference in 1901. This suggests that this document was written in 1910, a time when Mrs. White was very concerned about Daniels' neglect of the cities and his involvement in the controversy over the Daily. At this stage of our experience, we are not to have our minds drawn away from the special light given us to consider at the important gathering of our conference. And there was Brother Daniels, whose mind the enemy was working, and your mind and Elder Prescott's mind were being worked by the angels that were expelled from heaven. Satan's work was to divert your minds that jots and tittles should be brought in which the Lord did not inspire you to bring in. They were not essential. But this meant much to the cause of truth. And the ideas of your minds, if you could be drawn away to jots or tittles, is a work of Satan's devising. To correct little things in the books written, you suppose would be doing a great work. But I am charged, silence is eloquence. I am to say, stop your picking flaws. If this purpose of the devil could only be carried out, then it appears to you that your work would be considered as most wonderful in conception. It was the enemy's plan to get all the supposed objectionable features where all classes of minds did not agree. And what then? The very work that pleases the devil would come to pass. There would be a representation given to the outsiders, not of our faith, just what would suit them, that would develop traits of character which would cause great confusion and occupy the golden moments which should be used zealously to bring the great message before the people. The presentations upon any subject we have worked upon could not all harmonize, and the results would be to confuse the minds of believers and unbelievers. This is the very thing that Satan had planned that should take place. Anything that could be magnified as a disagreement. Read Ezekiel, chapter 28. Now, here is a grand work, where strange spirits can figure. But the Lord has a work to be done to save perishing souls, and the places which Satan, disguised, could fill in, bringing confusion into our ranks, he will do to perfection, and all those little differences will become enlarged, prominent. And I was shown from the first that the Lord had given neither Elders Daniels nor Prescott the burden of this work. Should Satan's wiles be brought in, should this daily be such a great matter as to be brought in to confuse minds and hinder the advancement of the work at this important period of time? It should not, whatever may be. This subject should not be introduced, for the spirit that would be brought in would be forbidding, and Lucifer is watching every movement. Satanic agencies would commence his work, and there would be confusion brought into our ranks. You have no call to hunt up the difference of opinion that is not a testing question, but your silence is eloquence. I have the matter all plainly before me. If the devil could involve any one of our own people on these subjects, as he has proposed to do, Satan's cause would triumph. Now the work without delay is to be taken up, and not a difference of opinion expressed. Satan would inspire those men who have gone out from us to unite with evil angels and retard our work on unimportant questions, and what rejoicing there would be in the camp of the enemy. Press together, let every difference be buried. Our work now is to devote all our physical and brain nerve power to put these differences out of the way and all harmonize. If Satan could, with his great unsanctified wisdom, be permitted to get the least hold, he would rejoice. Now, when I saw how you were working, my mind took in the whole situation and the results if you should go forward and give the parties that have left us the least chance to bring confusion into our ranks. Your lack of wisdom would be just what Satan would have it. Your loud proclamation was not under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I was instructed to say to you that your picking flaws in the writings of men that have been led of God is not inspired of God. And if this is the wisdom that Elder Daniels would give to the people, by no means give him an official position, for he cannot reason from cause to effect. Your silence on this subject is your wisdom. Now, everything like picking flaws in the publications of men who are not alive is not the work God has given any of you to do. For if these men, Elders Daniels and Prescott, had followed the directions given in working the cities, there would have been many, very many, convinced of the truth and converted, able men that now are in positions where they never will be reached. All the world is to be regarded as one great family. And when you have such a fountain of knowledge to draw from, why have you left the world to perish for years with the testimonies given by our Lord Jesus Christ? True religion teaches us to regard every man and woman as a person to whom we can do good. This has been in print many years, A Balanced Mind, Testimony to Elder Andrews. The mind may be cultivated to become a power to know when to speak and what burdens to take up and to bear, for Christ is your teacher. And I feared greatly for you when I saw you, exalting your wisdom and pursuing a course to bring in differences of opinion. The Lord calls for wise men who can hold their peace when it is wisdom for them to do so. If you would be a whole man, you need sanctification through Jesus Christ. Now there is a work just started, and let wisdom be seen in every minister, in every president of a conference. But here was a work for you to take hold of years ago, where you were needed to lift your voice for this very work. Christ gave all his people special directions what they shall do and the things they shall not do. And there is a little time left us to work out the righteousness of the Lord. You can understand the way of the Lord. I saw your purpose of carrying things after your own devising after you were placed as president. You had thought you would do wonderful things, which would be a work God had not placed in your hands to do. Now, your work is not to oppress, but to release every necessity possible if the Lord has accepted you to serve. But you have very early given evidence that wisdom and sanctified judgment have not been manifested by you. You blazed out matters that would not be received unless the Lord should give light. I have been instructed that such hasty movements should not have been made, such as selecting you as president of the conference, even another year. But the Lord forbids any more such hasty transactions until the matter is brought before the Lord in prayer. And as you have had the message come to you that the work of the Lord resting upon the president is a most solemn responsibility, you had no moral right to blaze out as you did upon the subject of the daily and suppose your influence would decide the question. There was Elder Haskell, who has carried the heavy responsibilities, and there is Elder Irwin, and several men I might mention, who have the heavy responsibilities. Where was your respect for the men of age? What authority could you exercise without taking all the responsible men to weigh the matter? But let us now investigate the matter. We must now reconsider whether it is the Lord's judgment, in the face of the work that has been neglected, of showing your zeal to carry the work even another year. If you should carry the work another year with the help that shall unite with you, there should be a change take place in you and Elder Prescott. And humble your own hearts before God. The Lord will have to see in you a showing of a different experience. For if ever men needed to be reconverted at this present time, it is Elder Daniels and Elder Prescott. 7 men should be chosen that are men of wisdom, and through the working of the grace of God give evidence of a reconversion. For any men who are so blinded that they cannot reason from cause to effect, that they would ignore the men who have borne the responsibilities of the work, and these presidents of conferences, that men who carry the work for over 2 years should be disregarded, and such an impulsive consequence take place that men would neglect the very work kept before them for years, work the cities, and no, or but very little, attention be given to the old men for counsel, but proclaim the things they choose to give the people, bears its own testimony of the unsafety of the men to be entrusted with such a grand and wonderful work. Christ is not dead. He will never suffer his work to be carried on in this strange way. Let the books alone. If any change is essential, God will have the harmony in that change consistent. But when a message has been entrusted to men with the large responsibilities involved, God demands faithfulness that will work by love and purify the soul. Elders Daniels and Prescott both need reconversion. A strange work has come in, and it is not in harmony with the work Christ came to our world to do, and all who are truly converted will work the works of Christ. We are every one to work out the work which shall glorify the Father. We have come to the crisis, either to conform to the character of Jesus Christ right in this preparatory time, or not attempt it. Elder Daniels, you are not to feel at liberty to let your voice be heard on high, as you have done under similar circumstances. And understand, the president of a conference is not a ruler. He works in connection with the wise men who occupy the position as presidents whom God has accepted. He has not liberty to meddle with the writings in printed books from the pens that God has accepted. They are no longer to bear sway unless they show less of the ruling, dominating power. The crisis has come, for God will be dishonored. How does the Lord look upon the unworked cities? Christ is in heaven. Now its acknowledgement is to be, there is no kingly rule. And now is the crisis of this world. Now I am the power to save or to destroy. Now is the time when the destiny of all is in my hands. I have given my life to save the world. And I, if I be lifted up, the saving grace I shall impart will prove that all who will be fashioned after the divine similitude and will be one with me shall work as I work with my power of redeeming grace. Whoever will, let him take hold with his brethren to do the work given them to do when in responsible places under the counsel the Lord gives, and seek most earnestly to work in complete harmony with him who so loved the world he gave his life a full sacrifice for the saving of the world. I speak to our ministers, that as they enter upon the work in our cities, let there be a calm sacredness attending the ministry of the Word. We cannot make the proper impression upon the minds of the people if we... I copy from my diary. The truth as it is in Jesus. Talk it. Pray it. Believe every word in its simplicity. What would you gain if mistakes are brought before the men who have departed from the faith and given heed to seducing spirits? Men who were not long ago with us in the faith. Will you stand on the devil's side? Give your attention to the unworked fields. A worldwide work is before us. I was given representations of John Kellogg. A very attractive personage was representing the ideas of the specious arguments that he was presenting, sentiments different from the genuine Bible truth. And those who are hungering and thirsting after something new were advancing ideas so specious that Elder Prescott was in great danger. Elder Daniels was in great danger of becoming wrapped in a delusion that if these sentiments could be spoken everywhere, it would be as a new world. Yes, it would. But while their minds were thus absorbed, I was shown that Brother Daniels and Brother Prescott were weaving into their experience sentiments of a spiritualistic appearance and drawing our people to beautiful sentiments that would deceive, if possible, the very elect. I have to trace with my pen the fact that these brethren would see defects in their delusive ideas that would place the truth in an uncertainty, and, yet, they would stand out as, if they had, great spiritual discernment. Now I am to tell them that when I was shown this matter, when Elder Daniels was lifting up his voice like a trumpet in advocating his ideas of the daily, the after results were presented. Our people were becoming confused. I saw the result, and then there were given me cautions that, if Elder Daniels, without respect to the outcome, should thus be impressed and let himself believe he was under the inspiration of God, skepticism would be sown among our ranks everywhere, and we should be where Satan would carry his messages. Set unbelief and skepticism would be sown in human minds, and strange crops of evil would take the place of truth. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 1, 1988.